Hello, I'm Joseph D. Visco, a divorce attorney with the law firm of Stark & Stark. This is part 5 of a 10-part series titled An Ownership Manual for Your Divorce. This segment pertains to pretrial motions. Although modern media would lend you to believe that all court cases ultimately end up in trial, the reality is that as many as 98% of the cases settle prior to trial. Prior to the trial stage, pretrial motions can be filed. Pretrial motions can encompass just about any issue or problem that the parties are encountering. These will include issues such as child support, spousal support, establishing a temporary custody or a parenting time plan, ordering the allocation and payment of marital bills and expenses, the payment of counsel fees while the divorce is ongoing, as well as maintaining insurance coverage for the parties. Pretrial motions can also be used to make sure that the other party is providing all of the necessary documents and information and complying with the discovery process. The motions can be used to gain access to property or a business so that it can be appraised, or to order one of the parties or both to a custody or a parent evaluation. In addition, strategically, pretrial motions can help set the tone for a case by bringing attention to the judge the other party's misconducts or non-compliance during the divorce process. In summary, more time and effort should be expended by you and your attorney on pretrial matters and much less time on trial strategy or preparation for trial if you are interested in a quick and successful resolution of your case.